It is 6 p.m. on the 2 train downtown, and it smells like people too tired to stand, standing anyway. To say we are packed like sardines would be to lie, since sardines lay neatly next to each other while here, arms twist and the shoulders to hold onto a pole, armpits on heads of the unfortunately short. It is the quiet of sensible shoes and dimes in a pocket, almost everyone staring at a screen when suddenly I hear a voice so flecked with anger, I see his grimace even though my eyes are closed, saying to someone, "Move your fucking bag. You're too fucking close to me." I wait for a response, hoping it too will be steel or baritone, and there is only the silence of people watching. Again, I hear, "I said fucking move," and a sound like a taut leather bag being punched. And I open my eyes, but I can see only a man's ambitious belly, and no one is saying anything. Not the proud men in snapbacks and gym-stained shirts, not the hulking people right next to the leather bag. And still, I think, I won't have to say anything. Someone will surely defend this woman who obviously can't scoot over or find another crevice to push her bag into, because remember, it is 6 p.m. on a train downtown. I can hear him shoving her and twist my neck around to see where they are, or at least catch an eye that too is thinking about how to stop this. And I am a child again, barefooted in the kitchen watching my father's fist make a perfect arc. So when I say stop it, it is too quiet to weave through the elbows and sneakers, desperate to not get stepped on so they don't hear me anyway. Sometimes I walk into the liquor store and the worker will say, "What can I help you with, sir?" And then stumble and apologize as if they just decanted my favorite whiskey all over my new Oxfords, or a person will stare at me too long in the mirror in the bathroom before leaving with lipstick smeared across teeth. But no one thinks I'm a man when I need them to, when I need the tenor or bulk to scare someone away, and all I can manage is a meek stop. And I'm so angry that I failed as a survivor, failed as a child who wants to say I'm nothing like my father. So when it's time to get off the train and I see the man is getting off the train too, I shove him a little as we step onto the platform and say, "You shouldn't have touched her," realizing I'm being a hypocrite, which I also hate. And he turns to me so quickly, I already think I lost, and shoves me back in the train car saying, "You stupid bitch," and I'm crying and hating that I am, hating that there's no one to call me sir now, that I haven't been trained to fight back, and I want to say, "You disgust me. You are why I wear men's clothes, but never want to be a man, but all I do is turn back toward the full car of people, still silent, still pretending to look at their phones, and stare them down, until the door closes and the train pulls away.